Hey y'all, this is Kendall Parks. I want to talk about, this is my first episode since the election, and I'm so glad that even though the Republicans did barely get to set the House, they look like they could lose all the Senate seats, if Warnock wins Tuesday. Go hold our breath. Ain't nothing guaranteed in elections. But yeah, the Democratic Party has gotten their act together this week of putting black people first. Lauren Underwood to lead the it's in Democratic leadership. DLLC. I'm gonna look into them while I'm doing this, but yeah. Hold up. Hakeem Jeffries is officially the leader of the House to take over for Nancy Pelosi. So good, right? Then, it looks like the era of the first two states, being Iowa and New Hampshire, who are very, very white. It looks like that's going to be ready to be over with, at least on the Democratic side. South Carolina can go first. They put in, and I think one of the first four states is Georgia and Michigan, you know, Atlanta, Detroit. Well, those are black areas. And, you know, South Carolina, even though it's Republican, it's very, very black when you think of the Democratic primaries. And you know that was the state that brought Biden back into the fold in the 2020 primaries. And boy, when I tell you, the white leftists are so mad, and that's predictable. That's very, very predictable. Yeah, so let me check. Lauren Underwood. Give me a second. So I like to show and prove by reading. So, has been elected. Yeah, so, Yeah, so Lauren Underwood is elected to be the first black woman in Democratic leadership since Shirley Chisholm, and that is beautiful. And all we need is policies now. You know, and I'm so tired of white leadership and all that stuff, right? So that's the thing. Let me see. Let me think. Kanye's at it again, talking about he loved Hitler, and I'm just like, what are you doing at this point? Like, you just trolling, right? But Van Lathan did come out and say that, like, yo, he did say in an edited version of our interview that everybody knows the slavery is the choice part, right? But he also said that he loves Hitler. You know? And he said he don't really got no friends except for in the industry except for Ray J. And man, I just hope. I'm sorry, I'm kind of tired. I wanted to come on. This is the first time in a while I came on, so. I just hope he gets some help. Yeah, so moving on fast from that. Of course, the Bengals have won three straight games since the. You got three straight games since they got whooped by the Browns and came off the bye week. Well, actually, two straight games since coming off the bye week before they got them on the bye week. They played the Carolina Panthers and booked them up. So, you know, I just hope that the offensive line. It continues to get better, not allowing a lot of pressures from Kansas City tomorrow. So that's it for I think. Alright, so I'm gonna try to be on tomorrow after the game. Talk to you guys later. Bye bye.